Right. Hi, everybody. I'm Ron, and I'm an alcoholic addict. I'd like to welcome anybody new, anybody coming back. Welcome. Oh, my God.
I can't hear you.
What a meeting. You know, this is life and death stuff. I mean, it truly is. And, you know, you're here tonight, and we're celebrating 27 years, but this is life and death. For the people who are new, like, welcome. You know, I was where you were at. I was here. When I got here, I was scared. And, you know, I was alone. I needed help. And it's not fun. Like, this is CA, but it's not fun. You know, dying. Right? And it's not. And how do you, like, try to live life dying and try to enjoy it? You can't. Right? And I was just dying like the dying can get. And yes, I'm the loud guy. And yes, I'm the positive guy. And you know what? I might be right on wrong, but you know what? I came in here just like you did. You know, I came in here at 24 years old. I'm like 51. But I came here 24 years old and I was dying. You know, and I needed help. And I was afraid. And I didn't know what to do. What do you do? I had nobody in the world, nobody to hang out with, nobody to love me, nobody who liked me. I didn't like me. I hated everything. You know, it wasn't right on wrong back then. It was hell. And you know what? Even coming here, you all pissed me off. So if I pissed you off, you pissed me off. Right? Because you know what? You guys had like cute girlfriends and you had money and you had cars. I didn't have none of that. Right? Nothing. Nothing. Dying. Dying. You know? So what do you do? And so I came here and I fell in love with the fellowship. This is the fellowship. And I fell in love with you, the people. And this is why I belong to this group. It's only one reason I come here Friday nights and I love CA and I love this group. It's the people. Right? I love the people. I look around the rooms and I love each and every one of you guys. You know, so, you know, I'm dying. I want to get clean and sober and I didn't know how. I didn't know how. I didn't know nothing about these 12 steps. I didn't know anything about a sponsor, but somebody walked with me. That's what happened for me, is somebody walked with me. Somebody took enough time to say, do you know what? I love you, and why don't we have some fun? And let's do this together. So if you're doing this by yourself, you're doing it wrong. You are. And if I'm too loud for you, hang out with Jason. Hang out with me. Hang out with Sarah, anybody. Daisy. You know, there's people here who will absolutely love you and like you and help you through these 12 steps. So I came here and nothing changed. I started, you know, I was grateful that I was here. I loved the fellowship, but I didn't know anything about the program. And it wasn't until I got introduced to the big book, it's what the program's about. And you know, we might run a little bit over time, but I hope you'll hang around even for an extra 10 minutes, because I would really like to, I can't share without talking about the steps. Why wouldn't I share something with you that changed my life? Right? And I didn't know what the problem was. And when I got here, it was like the drugs. It was the alcohol. That's the problem. It wasn't the problem. So if alcohol and drugs are your problem, you're wrong. You're wrong. If you think, oh, that's the problem, that's the problem. It was the problem. What is he talking about? But it wasn't the problem. My mind got me to those drugs, and I didn't know it. My thinking got me there, and I didn't realize that my thinking was the problem. My thinking told me it's okay or it's not okay, but who cares? That's a bad way of thinking. Because the truth is we shouldn't be doing it. But my mind says, it's okay one more time. I've done it 1,000 times. What's one more time? And then away I go again. And I'm dying. And not only I'm thinking about alcohol and drugs, even stopped. Not only that I think about it, something happens before you even think about it. And it's called the spiritual malady. And there's a warning. There's a warning before you use. And you know what that warning is? It's the irritable, restless discontent. I don't know what to do. I know what to do. I'm going to drink or do drugs. Right? I go straight to the problem, which is my thinking. And I didn't realize my thinking is the main problem. Okay, so if you've got a brain like mine, it's bad news. Don't even go there. Right? If you're thinking, you're in the problem. But okay, well, with that being said, that's bad news. I wanted to get to the solution right away. And the solution steps 2 and 3. And the solution is God. And they talk about God, and I'm like, God, really, God? Why can't it be a girl, or why can't it be money? But no, God is God. And the big book told me exactly where God is. And that was really important for me. Not who God is, but where God is. And it talks about our Creator has entered into our hearts and lives in a place which is indeed miraculous. So God's been within me the whole time. But so is the problem, my thinking. So I got the solution and I got the problem. I got the mind knowing the problem, but I got the solution that's been in my heart the whole time. The only reason you're here tonight, I know why I got you here. And it wasn't your thinking, oh, me go right on Rocks King. That's not what happened. Your heart says, hey, maybe I should go to Right on Ron's Cake. And that came from your heart and your hair. That came from God. Because if your thinking was involved, you'd be like, screw Ron, right? Screw him. Hey, let's go to the bar instead. Or let's go to a crack house instead and get high and get wasted. But no, your heart said, let's go to CA and have some fun and listen to the love guy. Right? So then, you know, that brings you to step 2 of the solution. And the solution has always been within me. And step 3 is the action to take. The action is to use God and to use your heart. Listen to your heart. And it talks about that you're going to be happy, you're going to know a new freedom, you're going to know a new happiness. You know, it completely changes you, step 3, because you're no longer running the show. Right? You're no longer running the show in step 3. Then let's go to the real work. We get here, and it will only be a few minutes, so bear with me. So, you know what? What happens is I'm close to my heart. I am. But then I get somebody cutting me off. And you know what I do right away? I used to do, I'd give them the finger. Or I'd want to kill them. Right, Jason? Right? And I wanted to kill them. Like, I was foaming at the mouth and I wasn't really into the steps. So I found out what resentments are about. Right? And resentments pull me away from my heart. Right? Resentments, you know, my girlfriend won't do what I want to do and it pulls me away from my heart. So that's resentment. Right? And that's not good. So I had resentments and now I need to deal with these. And I want to know why. Why you got this resentment and how it affects you. Right? But not only that, is there's 4 main mistakes that the big book talks about. Like, what's my mistake? Let's just close the part on that person cutting me off. Let's just forget about that. And the big book talks about that. Let's just forget about that. Let's talk about how you kind of like reacted to it. Right? And you know, it talks about my mistakes, my 4 mistakes, is where I'm selfish, I'm frightened, I'm dishonest. There's 4 of them. So they go over the 4. And now I want to know why. Why am I always reacting from that person who cuts me off? And the whys is what I want to know. See, maybe I'm just being selfish, but I want to know why you're selfish. If you're stealing, I want to know why you're stealing, and that's where we get our defects of character from. So I want to know what these defects of character are, the blocks that are blocking you from God. So that's how I react. So now I don't react that way when somebody cuts me off anymore. I'm like, oh, okay. Right? I change because of the steps. And then I got these fears, and I need to deal with these fears. And I always thought, you know, dealing with these fears in the big book, you know, there's fears of maybe somebody's going to beat me up. That has to do with the resentment. But they talk about fears that have no resentment in connection with them. So I have resentments that have nothing to do with resentments. So I have fears of maybe swimming or you know, afraid of heights. I need to deal with that stuff. And how I deal with those stuff is, it talks about it in the big book, is we direct our attention to what God would have me be with that. So I go, God, what would you have me be with that? I'm afraid of swimming. God just yelled into my ear and said, take swimming lessons. Right? And, you know, I have a fear of being broke. I'm not broke anymore. Why? Because God said really loudly, said, hey, start saving your money. And so you cannot remove a fear without an action. And that's what the big book taught me. And then there's sex. I had to deal with the sex. And it tells me exactly what should have I done instead. And that's what I should be doing instead. I shouldn't be going around hurting people or hurting myself. I need to treat people with love and with respect. Right? And then I got harms. Harms is where a lot of people don't want to deal with these harms. And the harms is if I stole your cell phone, would you be pissed off? The answer is yes. Now, if you stole mine, would you be pissed off?
No.
No! But you hurt me. And that's what we need to deal with, is the people that I've hurt. I have people that I have hurt that I don't even have resentment with. But I hurt them. I harmed them. I need to fix it. So then we pile all this up, and we do a step five. I deal with all this stuff. And then I do a step five. And then through the step five, I get a lot of these defects of character that have came up throughout my whole step five. And I got a whole bunch of new actions, and I got a whole new way to deal with this stuff. So it brings me to step six. We're entirely ready to have God remove these defects. So these defects will send you back out drinking. If you keep reacting the way you always react, you're always going to get the same result. So I'll tell you what I've learned through these defects of characters are. Is I need to do the opposite. God wants me on the opposite end of that. So our defects actually helps us to bring us to the other side of that. So instead of being angry, God wants you happy and being nice. If you're being mean, you got to be nice. If you're cutting people off and swearing at people, how about talking nice to them? That's where God wants you. That's step seven. Humbly ask Him to remove our shortcomings.
Yeah.
Right? God wants you to take those actions and to love people. That's step seven. Then I get my step eight and my step four, and then I get to step nine. Step nine is truly one of the biggest steps for each and every one of us. Yes. And it starts with you. There's no way you can make amends to anybody if you're not making them to yourself. You need to love you. Why would you come to the guy who's too loud if you don't even like yourself? You won't. Right? So you need to love you. And how do you love you? Is get your inventory and go what God wants from you. Wants you like healthy, wants you loving, wants you living life, positive. Want you talking about nice about people. They want you helping people with the 12 steps. They want you loving others. And what I found out lately, just over this summer, I had a great sponsee in Ottawa that I lost because I did one thing wrong and, you know, it just got out of control. And, you know, what I found is, you know, over the years, it doesn't matter how much I love you. Right? It doesn't matter how much they love me. If something happens, and things can happen, do you get me? Just things can happen. And I didn't want anything to happen. I didn't do really nothing wrong except talk to her sponsee about some stuff, and she didn't like it, whatever. And I lost her as a really good friend. So, you know, as I was reflecting, and I made amends. I made amends, but it didn't matter. Right? So sometimes making amends doesn't change it. But what it does give me is it gives me freedom because, you know, it's about loving me first. Amen. And you know what? I did what I could. And I don't go with the results of it, but I have to do what I have to do. And I made amends. I was sorry for her sponsee and stuff. I was sorry. I was wrong. I said I was wrong. Didn't matter. But what really matters is that it comes from us and we go and do that footwork. So remember, you're so worth it. Every single person here is so worth loving you. Mm-hmm. Like you are. You need to love you. That means meetings, that means sponsor, that means the 12 steps, that means helping others through the 12 steps. Then it brings me to step 10. And step 10 is done all through the day, and you know, and that's what I have to remember is the four main defects of character. And then it talks about I have to pray right away, and it talks about I need to, I have the resentment. I need to pray right away. I need to tell somebody immediately. I need to make amends quickly. And then I need to resolutely turn my thoughts how I can help others. Love and tolerance of others is our code. So I have to love you. I need to be in this world of love. I need to, the biggest thing in step 9 for me was the very first thing is to always react with love in everything I do because I didn't react that way. I reacted in hate or what I thought, and it was always wrong. So in my life, every day is to react with love. I don't care what the situation is, it's to react with love. And it saved my life. Over and over with my kids, my family, my friends, my sponsee, and the people that I love. To always react with love. Because we react a different way. So then we get to step 11 and we retire at night. And on the awakening, you know, and then it says when I retire at night, there's 9 questions that I need to answer in step 11. That's really important. Because they go through all the steps in step 11 when I retire at night. Follow the 9 questions. Ask yourself the 9 questions. And do you know what? If you're okay or not, deal with it the next day. Right? And then step 12. Step 12 is probably the biggest step that a lot of people don't do. And step 12 is taking the work that you know and walking with others. I love that. I love helping that newcomer. And I don't care if you're a newcomer. I don't care if you have 25 years or how many years you have. If you want to know the 12 steps, I will just lovingly walk it with you. And I don't care who you are. I'll help anybody here and everybody here. And if I can, I know a lot of people will. Sarah, Katrina, Jason, Johnny. And you know what? I have to thank the group. You know, I just absolutely love this group. You know, it's the first year I haven't taken one in another fellowship that I started with. Just because I just love this group. And I love the people here. So, you know, just to wrap it up is, so what have I learned over the 27 years? Is I've learned to love me. And I've learned to love you. And it's truly about the 12 steps. And why I talk about the 12 steps is because this is what's going to change your life. And if you don't think so, you come and see me. Because you know what? I can get anybody across from that table. And if you go through steps 1, 2, and 3, and if you're not closer to God, if you're not closer to your heart, you might be doing it wrong. Because God's within us. And I didn't know that. So you know what? I care and I care a lot and I care about each and every one here. And you know what? I just love each and every one of you. Thanks for my clean time.